你给我们的恩典不但是让我们今生的劳苦在主里面得着安慰，更重要的是你给我们一个永恒的家乡是我们的归宿。
Dear Lord, the grace that you give us not to just let us enjoy the peace in you, but also we look forward to the eternal hope and the home in heaven.
我们因着你的信实这样子的慈爱，我们的心都被感动，主啊，我们愿意来到你面前，叫我们全心在敬拜当中奉献给你。
Because of your faithfulness that really touches us, we want to come before you to devote ourselves, our whole body and soul and mind to worship you.
求主开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们听见从圣经来的话语在信息里面所要传讲的。
Please open the eyes of our hearts that we may listen to your word and be moved.
求主的灵亲自祝福你的信息，感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
May you bless your message. Praise in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen. 今天我们是从雅各书要开始一个新的主题，叫做因信而生的真行为，有信心就生出相称的真行为。那今天讲到的题目是柠檬，柠檬跟雅各书这个主题有什么关系呢？
Today we start a new theme from the book of James, authentic behavior born of faith. Authentic behavior is generated from the authentic faith.Today's sermon topic is lemon. May I ask, what is the lemon got to do with the theme? Let me explain.
在大概在1990年，我在马里兰州的一个公司上班啊，有一天我收到了一个邮包，打开来看，里面呢有一颗柠檬，还有一些广告的资料。
Around 1990, I was working in a company in Maryland, and I received a postal package.Open up and saw there are some advertisement and with a lemon.
我不明白是什么意思啊，所以我就去问我的同事啊。原来啊，在美国文化，柠檬代表讨厌的问题，是在你计划以外没有预期会发生的问题。
I did not understand what it means, and therefore I went and inquired my colleagues. It turned out that in American culture, lemon represent a troublesome problem.Something that you did not expect.
例如你刚买了一辆新车，你很开心很得意，开了两个月以后呢，发现一些小问题不停的出现呢，你带到dealer那边修了几次都修不好，这辆车叫什么车？柠檬车啊。
For example, you bought a new car and drove around for a couple months and then started off coming with lots of problems you brought to the dealer, cannot resolve it. And what kind of car would you call? A lemon.
所以我就记得，当我在15年前啊，我卖了300台新的电脑啊，给 Waytech Community College 啊，那在3个月之内，大概10%的 monitor 那个电脑萤幕就坏掉了。所以呢 ，Waytech Community College 买了300台的柠檬电脑啊，不是 Apple Computer， 是 Lemon Computer。
This help recall that 15 years ago when I sold 300 new computers to Wake Community College, in 3 months, about 10% of the monitor failed to work, and so we say that Wake Tech has bought 300 new Lemon computers.Not the quality computers as Apple.
所以柠檬就代表我们人生里面啊，一定会发生的一些问题，很讨厌啊。但是你不能够避免，你不能逃避啊，你必须要去面对，要去处理的问题。
Therefore, a lemon represents the unexpected problem in life. We cannot avoid it. We have to deal with them face to face.
那现在呢，我的手上啊，有一颗柠檬啊。我已经把这个柠檬的表皮洗得很干净了。我要请今天的领会主席啊，德明来帮我做一个示范啊。
I have in my hand holding a lemon thoroughly washed, and I will ask our moderator Alex to do a demonstration.
我要请德明啊，把这根柠檬当作苹果一样啊，一口一口的吃下去。
I will ask Alex to treat this as an apple and chew on it one bite at a time.
你看到德明在苦笑啊？为什么在 NPR 不能吃东西吗
？Well, Alex wasn't really happy with it, and because we cannot eat and drink in the NPR.
不是因为柠檬皮是又苦又涩啊，你吃下去非常的难受啊，所以代表这个讨厌的问题你不能一口就吃下去，你要怎么样把柠檬变成柠檬汁，然后呢你怎么样把柠檬变成柠檬汁呢，就是今天讲到的重点。
Well, not at all. Alex could not do it simply because the peel of the lemon is bitter and sour. He cannot chew on it. And that's why we are going to talk about how to make lemon into lemonade. That is the topic of today's seminar.
那我再回到刚才那个例子啊，那我卖了300台的柠檬电脑给这个 college 啊，对他来说，他拿到了300颗大柠檬，对我来讲也是一个很讨厌的问题。必须要去处理啊。
Back to the example that we just mentioned, I sold Waytag 300 lemon computers, and to them is 300 big lemon. To me, also a big problem.
那我怎么处理呢？很简单嘛，你只要愿意牺牲利润呢，就能够赢得客人的满意啊。所以我就打电话给我的供应商，告诉他们这个品质的问题，重新 order 300个 monitor 全新的。我带了三个人，用一天的时间拉了一辆卡车，把这300个 monitor 不管好的坏的全部换掉。
Therefore, how should I solve the problem? Very simple. I just sacrifice my profit, and in order to meet customers' expectations, I order 3 new computers again.And brought 3 people with a truck and to install and replace all 300 monitors in one day.
所以这个 college 电脑室的主任很满意啊，我烦恼也不见了。原本我们是紧张对立的关系，变成信任友好的关系，表示我怎么样将这颗又苦又涩的柠檬呢，变成一杯柠檬汁啊。
The director of the computer lab at Wake Tech is very happy.Because I wasn't troubled by this obstacle, I replaced all the computer and turned the tense relationship to the harmonious and the goodwill and trust. Therefore, this is my experience turning the lemon into lemonade.
那这是一个现代生活中的例子啊。那我们现在要来了解的是说，当雅各写雅各书的时候，当时的信徒他们发生了什么事？他们手上的柠檬是什么呢？
That was my experience in the modern time. Let us try to understand in the past when James wrote this book. What was the situation of faith among the disciples and the believers?
所以从使徒行传7:60说到了斯提凡被石头打死殉道以后，8:1说从这日起耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
We learn from Acts 7:60 recorded the martyrdom of the Stephen who was stoned to death, and then on the 8:1 it says, On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
那因为当时的犹太人啊，他们不相信主耶稣是那位真正的弥赛亚，所以那个犹太人的祭司跟狂热的犹太教派呢，就到处抓那些相信主耶稣的人，将他们关在监狱里面。
And at that time, all the Jewish priests and the fanatics did not believe that Jesus is truly Messiah. They went and arrest and persecute the Christians.
所以那个时候很多人就受到逼迫，就搬迁到犹太地呢，犹大地和撒玛利亚各处呢。所以雅各在写雅各书的时候，他心里面想的就是这些受逼迫又贫穷分散到各地的人。
Many of the Jewish believers that were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria because of the persecution. The audience of James is exactly those people scattered through these areas.
所以这些人面对的试炼啊，和贫穷就像是一个大柠檬抓在手里面，怎么办呢？
What they face is the persecution and poverty, just like the big lemons in front of us. What should they do?
然后雅各似乎说啊，你们很贫穷啊，肚子很饿没关系啊 ，Don't worry, be happy 啊。你们已经很贫穷了，又同样又被那些也是信耶稣的有钱人看不起，不准你们在犹太会堂里面一起聚会啊。没关系，多祷告啦，把吃苦当作吃补啊。我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
So, James said, you are poor and you are starving. That's okay. Don't worry. Just be happy. You are already very poor, and those people are wealthy believers will not allow you to go into the synagogue to worship together. No problem. Just pray more. Tough times are good for you. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you are facing trials of many kinds.
真的吗？ 当你遇到试炼和苦难的时候， 你就可以有这种喜乐的心和态度吗？ 我们在座的成年人，你最大的挑战是什么？ 我们最怕的就是被 lay off， 失去了工作。一旦公司宣布要裁员数千人的时候，那时候我们的心就开始紧张忧虑啊，那家里面的气氛就开始愁云密布了。
Is it truly possible that we may have joy in the midst of trials? How about the adults sitting in this room when the company announced that they're going to cut several thousand people, and you start to worry? You start to have anxiety, and your family also weighed down in worry.
那我们的youth呢? 你们最大的挑战是什么? School issues? Friends? 有没有人可以告诉我, 在这个时刻和处境, 你从来不会紧张忧虑的?
What about you sitting in here? What will be your problems? 交友或是功课? Anything that you consider anxious in these circumstances?
当你们若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，听起来很不真实啊，好像逼德明吃一口这个大柠檬啊，还要他说好吃，真好吃啊。Well,
consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of any kind. It doesn't sound very real, isn't it? It's just like we ask Alice to chew on this bitter lemon and just asking him, say, it tastes good.
所以当我们要真正明白雅各的意思，我们就要来掌握一章二节他所说的这一节经文。他说：“若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。”这里面有个关键字，有个keyword是什么？Therefore,
we need to understand what it says in the James chapter 1. What is the key word in the passage that we read today?
原来啊，是这个字啊，就是以为，以为也可以翻译作看为。 这个字在希腊文的意思是说引领，一直的引导向前，做领袖或者是做君王。The
key word is consider. Consider it means count it, and also to lead, to go forward, be a leader or a king.
所以在例子里面，就是在马太福音2章6节说，因为将来有一位君王要从犹大地的伯利恒出来牧养以色列。 意思是说，我们要跟随一位君王或者领袖，在他的影响力或领导权柄之下呢，被他引领向前行。所以这个字呢，就用在其他经文的用法，就像是做君王、做首领、做领袖。The
good example in the book of Matthew chapter 2:6, for out of you will come a ruler who will be under his influence and the authority to be led by him to go forward. Therefore, it is talking in us about we going to consider this as our leader and we will follow his leadership.
所以这个以为看为用在雅各书这一节经文的意思是说在思想面前引路啊。什么叫做在思想面前引路啊？意思是说你现在在思考一件事情，你仔细的观察评估，你准备要做一个决定，那么什么样的思想内容 会引导你，会影响你做出这个决定啊。
Therefore, in the book of James, when we say consider it, meaning that we are going to examine our thoughts, what exactly it means? What it means is that we're thinking about a situation, we are making observations and assessments, and ready to make a decision. Then, what is the thought that should lead us and influence our decision and behavior?
那举个例子啊，我上个月想要买一部新车，因为我刚好在 Internet 上看到速霸陆的 2014年 Forester 是评价最好的 SUV 啊。那我想要换车的原因，不是因为我家里少一部车很不方便，或者我有一部车太旧了，我常常的故障需要修理啊。For
example, last month I saw on the Internet that 2014 Forester of Subaru was the best review of the SUV, the best car of that class. I started wanting to buy it. That because my family needing a car, or my car is too old, need to be repaired and need to be replaced.
所以在这个例子里面, 想要买部新车的思考是什么在引导在影响啊？原来买新车的思想是被那个欲望在一直引导，不是被需要在引导啊。不过我是举个例子，我没有真正买新车哈。
In this personal example that I use, what was influenced my decision or my thought of buying a new car? It was my desire leading the way. And by the way, I did not buy a car.
所以当雅各说，你们若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，以为看为的意思是在思想面前做引路的人。
Therefore, when James says, consider it all pure joy, brothers, that means that we need to let godly thought leading us.
记得在保罗在腓立比书三章七节八节呢，他说，只是我先前以为有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我已为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
As written by Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider lost for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For whose sakes I have lost all things, I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
所以这里面他说将万事当作有损的看作粪土，这个当作跟看作啊，就是同一个字，弟兄姐妹，人的思想要受什么影响，才会有保罗和雅各所说这种超越的心胸和视野呢？
All these consider repeated several times have the same meaning. That is that we are considering those are the thoughts to lead our decisions.
所以雅各在下面第一章五节他说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，神就必赐给他。
Therefore,James continued, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
所以原来啊，人能够在遇到试炼的时候生出这种喜乐的心和态度的这种思想，绝对不是受人的智慧和感觉来引导，在思想面前引路的应该是神的智慧。
It turned out that when people face trial, they can have joyful heart and attitude. Of course, that is not coming from human feelings and wisdom. It is actually coming from God's wisdom.
所以，因此你才能够学会看所有的事情，有这种眼光，认识我主耶稣基督是最宝贵的。所以你在遇到试炼的时候，你才有可能生出喜乐的心和态度。弟兄姐妹，只有当你明白神的智慧跟你连结的重要性，你才会渴慕的去追求，因此你才有机会把柠檬变成柠檬汁。
This is how that we will look at all things. Consider knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord, is the most important thing in life, the priceless gain. This is how we make connection with God's wisdom and God's word. This is how you can grasp this concept, consider it, and turning the lemons into lemonade.
好，那我们如何知道神的智慧帮助我们呢？简单的说有五点。第一呢，智慧能够帮助我们看清楚试炼和困难的真相，智慧能帮助我们分辨神的心意和试炼的目的，智慧能帮助我们决定在各种处境下的行动。
How can God's wisdom help us break out the circle of passive thought? Well, God's wisdom can help us perceive the truth about the trial and difficulties.God's wisdom can help us discern God's will and the purpose of the trial. God's wisdom can help us decide the course of action in difficult situations.
第四点，智慧能帮助我们看清楚自己内心那真正的动机，然后智慧帮助我们调整心态，就可以从紧张忧虑到有平安和喜乐。那从这些呢，都是雅各书后面几章要提出来的，在后面的讲道里面，我会一再一一的来说明。
Point four, God's wisdom can help us see clearly the motive of our own hearts. Lastly, God's wisdom can help us adjust our mindset from nervous anxiety to peace and joy. All these will be elaborated in the future sermons.
那我用自己在教会侍奉做个例子说明，我在教会参加过第一次建堂的服事，我也做过四年的执事。那在这一段服事过程当中，有哪些侍奉的挑战和试炼呢？
Let me use the example of serving in church from my personal experience. I have helped build the first phase of the church as well as serve for4 years as deacons. What are the challenges in my serving God in the church?
主要是两点。第一呢，就是彼此的意见不同，因为对方意见跟我的不同嘛，所以无形当中我们中间好像就有一条鸿沟。那这条鸿沟呢，就使两个人不能同心也不能同工，那变成你的工作我不太想支持，我的工作呢你也不太想支持。
There are two. First is because of the difference of opinion. The other person's opinion is different from mine, and therefore we have an invisible chasm between us. Because of the gap, leaders to discord and ability to work together. And I will not support you, and you will not support my ministry as well.
第二呢，就是言语之间的误会。我们有时候无心说的话，或者是被传来传去的话，或者我们写 email 的时候很直接、很简化，就被认为别有用意，那就开始在肚子里面生闷气啊。
Therefore, secondly, it is a misunderstanding of other people's word, sometimes because of the casual remark or the comments from the second or the third report from the other people, as well as the emails. They are too brief, too short, and can be misconstrued, and therefore we start to bearing grudges.
那在教会服事总是有一些情绪出来，就是不被尊重的情绪或者是受伤害的情绪呢，就多多少少在影响我的心情，当然也有过不想继续服侍的想法。
Therefore, they produce unpleasant feelings of being disrespected, of being hurt, and all these feelings crowded out our peace and joy.
所以这种思想是由什么在引导呢？是由人的自我感觉在引导。所以在那个时候呢，抱怨就常常把喜乐赶走了。那怎么办？后来要怎么走出来？
You can clearly understand my thought is driven by personal feelings, and therefore I lost the joys and peace. How did I work out or break out this vicious circle?
去念神学院吗？
Go to study in a seminary?
No, 只有在安静祷告的时候，你勤读圣经，浸泡在神的话语里面去反思，你才有机会重新建立有智慧的思考。
Not indeed.By only through prayers in quiet time, spent with God and totally immersed in His Word, that I may once again build the wise thought process again.
袁松长老，你认为我有忍耐、有爱心、有包容吗？
Well, may I ask, do you think I have the patience, the love, and the forbearance?
用说的不算啊，只有在发生冲突的时候，我还有和平的心啊，我能够说出和谐的话才算。
By listening just mere words, it won't count. It doesn't count. By only demonstrate love through my behavior, that will bear fruits.
当我在分享的时候，我说：“主啊，我要从理性的信仰走出来。主啊，我要在真实的生活中来经历你啊。”用想的没有用，只有你在侍奉当中碰到冲突、有沮丧的时候啊，你能够坚持下去，不做逃兵的，才算是经历神。
By only thinking about, oh, I'm going to break out this intellectual phase, I want to experience you in real life. It doesn't work. You really have to experience God and truly understand this by serving the Lord in the real world.
教会的侍奉种类很多啊，我最近做了一个 job bank 100多种啊，有教导、有宣教、有关怀、厨房、招待等等。那不管是哪一种侍奉，所有侍奉的核心都是一样。
There are many, many services that we can do in the church. As I just start out a 工作的一个资料库, I found out that there are many ways that we may serve together in the church.
你认为所有侍奉的核心是什么?
What is the core of all these services?
就是用你的生命向众人见证你所相信的神。
That is to witness God, witness for God with your real life.
但是有见证的生命品格不是用说了就有啊，而是要被试验过又忍耐到底了才算有啊。所以我们就明白一件事情，试炼是神用来塑造我们品格的工具，试炼也是神用来让我们学习谦卑仰望主的方法。
But we understand, merely talking about characters of life that witness for God doesn't count. Therefore, we come to the conclusion: trials are the tools that God used to shape our character. Trials are the ways God to use to let us learn humility.And looking up to him only.
有一部电影叫做 Heaven Almighty 啊，上帝就吩咐一位住在 Washington D.C. 郊区的一个国会议员去盖方舟。有没有看过这个电影啊？
Have you ever watched a movie called The Heaven Almighty that God told a congressman living in the suburb of Washington D.C. to build an ark?
那这个议员的老婆为了老公要盖方舟的事情，就成为电视媒体追逐的啊，电视媒体的头条新闻啊，全家的人都成为新闻记者追逐的对象。他实在受不了了，就带着孩子离家出走。半路上，他来到了一家快餐店。
The wife of the congressman became the target of the paparazzi, and all the reporters from the media chasing after the family.Finally, she could not put up anymore. Therefore, she went away and stopped at the restaurant.
这时候，上帝变成一名清洁工，然后开始一段他跟上帝的对话，很经典的一段对话。这个议员的妻子开始抱怨了，他说：“神啊，神啊，上帝如果需要一艘方舟，显个神迹就有了。为什么让他的老公做这么辛苦，还让他全家成为笑柄呢？”
Right in this restaurant, God turned into be a cleaner and then developed a classic conversation with the wife of the congressman. It was saying that the wife asked, why couldn't God just perform a miracle to make this art be existence? Why make her husband work so hard and become a laughing stock of the media?
所以上帝就对他说，他说如果有一个人对神祷告，要求耐心，神就会给他一个培养耐心的机会。如果有一个人对神祷告啊，主啊，你给我勇气啊，神就给你一个锻炼勇气的机会。如果你向神祷告说，主啊，主啊，求你赐给我一家和乐更亲密啊，神就给你一个环境去实行宽容接纳彼此相爱的机会。
God said to the wife of the congressman, saying that if a person prayed to God for patience, God will give him an opportunity to cultivate patience. If a person prayed to God for courage, God will give him an opportunity to build up his courage. If a person prayed to God for a harmonious and close-knit family, God will give him an opportunity to practice forbearance, acceptance, and loving one another.
所以神实现祷告的方法不是直接就把你祷告的愿望抢过来然后实现给你，而是让你透过神所安排的试炼达到你向神所求的目标。但是常常我们倒过来想，我们希望借着祷告呢，求神来改变我们的处境，我们不明白这些处境和试炼呢，正是神用来改变我们生命的工具。
In this way, God does not answer our prayers directly by giving what we want and pray for, but by letting us reach the goal we pray through God's trial prepared for us. However, we're often thinking backwards. We thought that perhaps when we pray, God will change our circumstances. Not so. We realize, finally, these circumstances and difficulties are the tools God used to change us.
弟兄姐妹，等一下第二堂的会员大会，我们会向教会报告扩堂事工的近况。你有没有想过，为什么神不行个神迹，一夜之间就有一座大教堂在这里？或者我们中间有一个人中了大乐透，然后捐了一大笔钱来盖教堂
？Brothers and sisters, in the next session, we will have the congregation meeting that we will talk about the church building updates. Have ever crossed your mind that why?God don't just perform a miracle. The next day we'll have a big, magnificent church. Or somebody got a big, lot of prize that donate the money to build this church.
为什么不是这样？因为这是神给我们的一个机会，也是一个试炼。那我借用第一次建堂的一个口号，叫做 "Make room for Christ" 来说明啊。
Why it doesn't happen in those ways? Because this is an opportunity God gives us, so that it will be a trial coming from Him. Allow me to borrow the experience and the model that we use in the first phase of church building as an illustration.
在硬体建设上，我们要来扩建教堂，所以我们能够有更多的空间来服侍更多的人，就是 make room for Christ. 同时呢，我们在我们自己灵命的建造上，我们就开始透过奉献扩堂基金呢，我们就能够让我们的心和视野被调整，我们越能够做牺牲奉献，主耶稣在我们心里面的位置就越来越大，就是 make room for Christ.
Our model in the first phase was make room for Christ. Structural wise, we want to expand our church building so that we will have more room for more space to serve more people.At the same time, it also built up our spiritual lives that we adjust our hearts and vision through our offerings to the church expansion fund, that we prepare our hearts and expand our hearts to accept more God's challenges.
同时间，我们透过参与扩堂的预备工作，每一项的服事呢，我们在扩大领人信主的一个属灵环境。请问这个属灵环境是什么？
At the same time, through the participating of various ways in building the church, we expand the spiritual environment for leading people to Christ. May I ask, what is the spiritual environment that we talk about?
这个属灵生命的环境被扩大了，就是你和我，我们每一个人的属灵的生命，透过参加服事，我们走向成熟的时候，弟兄姐妹。扩堂事工确实有很大的财务需要和阻挡，但是这些难题和处境正是神用来改变我们生命的工具。
Brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual environment. The location is right, you and me. It is just you and me because each one of us spiritual life has grown and expanded to become more mature through taking part in serving the Lord. This is the process that we're going through.
最后在今天讲到的结论啊，回到我们讲的试炼是每一个人都会遇到的哈。那对年轻人来讲呢， Pastor Miller 呢给我的这几个重点，我有请元松长老为我们念一下。
Well, in the conclusion that we're going back to the trials, and every one of us will meet some trials. Here are this list of the trials that youth may face, and that is coming from Pastor Miller. For example, that the trials that are coming from the identity as the Asian student, peer pressure, temptation to cheat, temptation to get involved with drinking, smoking, or drugs, internet temptations, online games, viewing the wrong websites, popularity or clicks, and loneliness or isolation, feeling of hopelessness, and many, many others.
那么对我们成年人来讲呢，除了我们教会侍奉以外，我们最重要的第一个就是失业了，或者是拥有一份没有前景的工作，困难重重的婚姻，有慢性疾病或是癌症，或者有一场突然来的车祸。
For the adults, some possibilities are loss of the employments or jobs, and a marriage in trouble or have related issues related marriage, chronic health problem or cancer, or a sudden car accident.
或者是有财务上的困难，有长期的孤单，有担心的重担等等。
And maybe it was financial difficulties, long-term loneliness, the burden of being a single parent, and many others.
所以当雅各说啊，你们若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，我们说过以为或看为的意思是在思想面前否认啊，思想面前引路，但是我们确实会受到我们的感觉来引导我们的思想，我们要走出来，怎么走出来？若在试炼当中，我们就要先看见自己缺乏从神来的智慧，然后我们要带着没有疑惑的信心向神来祈求。
Therefore,We need to use this key verse in James 1. Consider it, meaning to leading our thoughts with God's wisdom. We have to admit that our feelings at times will influence this process. And therefore, we first realize that we lack the wisdom from God. Then we must ask God for wisdom in faith, without doubting.
我这里还有一颗柠檬啊。我现在要做一个示范哈，做一个示范，请你伸出你的手，你就跟我一样想象你手里有一颗柠檬，然后你就想象啊，我拿刀子啊，把柠檬呢切成两半，啊，你想象一下。
Please imagine with me. Look at the lemon I have in hand. Stretch out your hands, and as I am cutting this lemon in halves.
然后你拿起这个半个柠檬，你就闻一下柠檬很清新的香味呢。然后你就挤出几滴柠檬汁在你的手上，啊，然后呢，想象你用舌头去舔这个柠檬汁。
As I demonstrated, I hold this lemon in my hand and smell this fragrance, and then squeeze a few juice in my hands and lick it.
请问啊，你口中觉得口水唾液有增加的人，请你举手。
For those of you who feel that saliva increase in your mouth, raise your hand.
为什么会这样子啊
？How come?
因为当你正在舔好酸，在想你在舔好酸好酸的柠檬汁啊，你那个身体就会有自然的反应。
Because you witness this image, and therefore your body naturally responded to it. This is a natural response.
所以雅各说，你要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。凡是三心二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见了。他说：“这种没有疑惑的信心的祈求，就像刚才的示范一样。你想象你正在舔酸酸的柠檬汁，你身体就有自然的反应啊。同样，你跟神祈求的时候，就是这么样的自然的反应，神就厚厚的将你所祈求的，照你没有疑惑的信心赐给你。”
Therefore, James says, "Let him ask in faith without any doubt, and if you doubt, it will be double-minded man and stable in his way."We demonstrate this to show that if you truly believe, this is a natural reaction, God will answer your prayers and God will lead you through in your challenges.
最后，让我们一起来念这一段这一节经文，在希伯来书十一章六节。我们一起来念中文来：人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神。且信他赏赐那寻求的人。
Let us read together in English, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray together.
爱我们的主，你愿意牺牲你的爱子在十字架上成就的恩典，是如此的信实，是如此的慈爱。
Our Lord, your love is so real, true to us, by you sacrificing your beloved Son on the cross.
当我们相信你的时候，主，这个时候你要带领我们在这世上走过各式各样的试炼和困难。主，你应许你要将你的智慧赐给我们。
As you leading us through all the challenges in life, we believe in you that you will give us the wisdom to handle them.
主，我们相信你，因此我们在信的时候，我们就有新的眼光，我们重新来看见我们面前的阻挡。
Therefore, God, this is what I believe. As I believe in you, have faith in you, you will give us a new vision.
当我们经过试炼以后，我们忍耐到底，我们就成为主你的荣耀。
When we face challenges and trials, as we endure going through them, we will be different through this process.
求主，你就照你的信实告安慰每一个弟兄姐妹说，亲近神的神必亲近你。因此，我们在世上有盼望，我们有依靠。
As your faithful promise tells us, as we want to get close to you, to rely on you, to lean on you, you will be with us.
感谢主，听孩子们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you, you listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.